96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I'm sending you a valentine and hopes that you're still mine. And if that valentine doesn't reach you, it's okay.
It's February 14th, Valentine's Day. It's a day a lot of people publicly express their romantic, loving affection for each other. But some may argue that excitement is kind of one-sided in favor of the ladies. Well, can the men get a little love on Valentine's Day? Do they want a little love on Valentine's Day? How about that? And what do men think about Valentine's Day? Well, we have two perspectives tonight on this issue. My guests are Denise Hart, reinvention strategist for Momentum Institute for Women.com, and Panama Jackson of VerySmartBrothers.com. You can give me a call right now. The lines are open. Really want to hear from the men tonight. Yes, we want to hear from the ladies, too. But I'm interested in hearing from the men and your thoughts on Valentine's Day and perhaps what you're planning this weekend or tonight for Valentine's Day. Family show, keep it clean. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You're welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher, or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Panama, good to see you. Denise, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you, Harold.
Okay, so, Denise, ladies first, what are your plans for Valentine's Day?
Well, I'm going to tuck it in nice and warm, Harold. Sweet and neat, watch a movie, have a glass of wine, and show some self-love to myself.
That's it?
Do you want all the point by point?
Well,
you said it was a family show.
Yes, it most certainly is. We have to wait for the Sirius XM side. Panama, so good to see you.
Good to be back, brother.
What are your plans for Valentine's Day?
You know what? This year, I don't have a particular Valentine. I always have a Valentine in my daughter, so she's always my Valentine. But
like
after
that, yeah.
After this, I'll probably hit up a bar. I won't be at home tucking it, keeping it, I don't remember.
Sweet and neat.
Yeah. No, I'll probably be throwing them back to the head, shots, you know. I'm going to be showing love to everybody.
Okay. So what do you think, Denise, about Valentine's Day? Is this a day for women or is this a day that men should celebrate?
Well, certainly society has trained us that it is a day for women. I mean, all of the advertisements are geared towards women getting what they want, pampering, and so on and so forth. But I do believe, I did a little impromptu poll on my Facebook page, and almost out of my 5,000 followers or friends, most people said they felt that it should be about both men and women. And I agree with that. I think that we should practice celebrating one another, certainly 365 days a year. But today, which we say is the most romantic day of the year, absolutely, we should be celebrating each other. Take an intentional position to acknowledge the love, the generosity, the support that we have for one another. I think it should be mutual.
Mm-hmm. Panama?
I mean, I think that's true. And, you know, there's never going to be a point I'm going to disagree that it needs to be a mutual thing. But there are two different sets of rules for Valentine's Day. So, men, there's a lot more pressure on us to perform, to plan, to put forth effort on Valentine's Day. This is a day that every guy should step up to the plate to some degree. He has to do something to show that he is paying attention. Like if you your entire goal at the end of Valentine's Day is to not be the guy who jacked up Valentine's Day for your woman. Like, you know, so if that means doing the bare minimum, getting some flowers, getting a car, getting something that she will appreciate to show her that you appreciate. Like, women are going to do this stuff inherently. Like, women do this anyway. They go out, they think about their man because they just always think about their man. Guys, we're a little bit more selfish in general. So this is a day specifically set aside for us to not mess up.
Mm.
And, you know.
Well, that is a way to look at it. I think that perspective is isolated to 24 hours, this one day. And I think it's the difference between what I call PDA and PDC. Public display of affection, which would be that visual, mm-hmm. or is it public display of commitment, mm-hmm. which should be elongated beyond this date? And I think the focus or the emphasis on this one day trains men to be all about PDA versus PDC.
But don't women deserve a little PDA? I mean, certainly don't they want, if you are in love, you are in a loving relationship, and I'm not, this has nothing to do with being married. I'm talking about people that, you know, that are together. It could be girlfriend, boyfriend. You could be shacking. You could be married for 40 years. But certainly, you know, aren't women the ones who always say, you know, show me you love me, even, you know, not just on Valentine's Day, but particularly on this day. And I've always said, if you love her, I put this on my Facebook page, if you love her, even if you just like her, write it down and give it to her.
Well, I think that's an important point you're making, Harold, because, you know, there are different love languages. I think most people have heard that. You know, there's right. this entire text around love languages and love styles. And so, unfortunately, Valentine's Day asks men to show their PDA through flowers or candy or something that's visual. And what if my love language isn't about gifts? So if someone is just going to just thrust upon me this PDA that's for the public display or public consumption, then I may feel left out. I think it's more of a stretch for a man to actually learn what really pleases his woman and to do that, yes, on Valentine's, but then keep that going, that committed position throughout the year or throughout the extent of your relationship.
Let me go to the phone lines because there are a lot of people who want to get in on this conversation. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Carlos, calling from Washington, you say Valentine's Day is geared toward women. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I totally think it is, you know. I mean, you know, okay, yeah, ideally, we're in this PC, you know, kind of society. We're supposed to be an even keel kind of situation. But the truth is, I mean, who's offering to buy food, buy dinner, chocolates, roses, all the cool stuff? So, yeah, it totally is geared toward women, honestly.
Okay, so do you not look forward to it? Do you have someone with whom you might celebrate Valentine's Day with?
Well, I was hoping to, but she decided to reschedule, and now I'm at work.
Well, she rescheduled. Yep. Maybe, you know, maybe there's a discussion there. But, okay. Well, keep trying, Carlos. I'm rooting for you, okay? What about this weekend? What about this weekend? Are you going to see her this weekend?
Yeah, she supposedly wanted to reschedule to Sunday.
Okay.
Good luck, bro.
Well, yeah, good luck. Hang in there. Well, let me ask you about this, Panama, because one of the things that I think that often comes up when we're discussing this as it relates to men is that, you know, are men just not as romantic as women? And is that one of the reasons why they don't look forward to Valentine's Day?
Not all men. I mean, some men make it a point to be romantic all the time.
Making it a point because that's who they are.
That's what I mean. Some guys are just naturally inclined towards those being affectionate, being, you know, kind of showing their woman how much they care all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys probably look forward to Valentine's Day because this is their opportunity to, you know, put on the grand show. Other guys, on the other hand, there's a lot of pressure on Valentine's Day, and it's probably self-imposed. We think, okay, if I don't make the right reservation, if I don't do all this stuff, then she's not gonna feel like I put forth the effort, and other people will know I didn't put forth the effort because we're gonna Instagram the whole thing, and if she don't get the opportunity to Instagram these flowers that I got and all this other stuff, then I'm gonna look like the idiot. It's kind of like a wedding ring, you know, kind of like an engagement ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the engagement ring, it's my show of love, but it's also so that everybody else can see how much I love you, even though that's not what it's supposed to be about. It's kind of the perception of it.
Bragging rights,
you know, to show that this is how much I love and care about you. I've been on my Instagram all day, and I have seen so many homemade dinners and so many bouquets of flowers and things all over. Like, people are putting their Valentine's Day on blast.
Right.
And it's on purpose so that everybody knows this is how I get down, this is how my man gets down, this is how we get down, whatever. So it's a whole dog and pony show, which is not a bad thing. I actually think it's great that people are so open about showing their love and affection. I do think that for guys, that's where it comes down to. We're just, you know, there's a lot of pressure to make sure we do it right.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit. I need to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. We're talking about Valentine's Day. Who's it for? Is it for the men? Is it for the women? A lot of folks say it's for the women. I want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 85. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about Valentine's Day and asking, who is it for and what is it really about? My guests are Denise Hart, reinvention strategist and momentum from Momentum Institute for Women.com, and Panama Jackson of VerySmartBrothers.com. Lines are open. Man, a lot of folks want to get in on this. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Okay, so all week and all day, I've been seeing a lot of guys posting, saying that they just don't like Valentine's Day. As you said, Panama, there's a lot of pressure on men. But I did see something on Facebook today where a wife did a spa day for her husband, which I thought was...
That's lovely.
Yeah, I thought that was very, very nice. So maybe we need to stop thinking about pressure and just do it. Not to impress, but just to show love. Because, you know, Denise, earlier, you know, if you don't like gifts and you don't like flowers and the guy you're dating doesn't know that, then maybe you need to find somebody else.
Well, I would hope that he would be interested in learning exactly what pleases
me. Or he should know.
What turns me on, what tickles my fancy, what, you know, gets my engine running. Mm-hmm. In regards to what Panama said, I call that the trying to buy popularity syndrome. This notion of if I could, particularly with the advent of social media, because everybody's Instagramming, Twittering, you know, Facebooking, et cetera. So trying to buy popularity. And then that says that it's feeding into a sense of lack and a sense of competition, frankly. You know, how can I one up, you know, my brother or my cousin or my friend in my friend circle? And at the root, that's not about love. Yeah. That is not about genuine, authentic sincerity. Well, you know, it depends on what you call winning, because it's 2-3 days from now, 2-3 weeks from now, the tank's on empty.
Well, that's true.
And they can't recreate this day. I wouldn't call that winning.
Yeah.
Depends on what the game you're playing is.
Right.
Well, let's see what Jay Wayne from Oxon Hill has to say. Or is it Jawayne? Jawayne?
Yes, Jawayne.
Jawayne, forgive me, from Oxon Hill. You want to comment on women? Go ahead, real quick.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks. Doing just fine.
Yeah, I think it's not even just Valentine's Day. I think relationships in general, as Denise said, we've been conditioned to have a mentality that, you know, we're supposed to do all these things for women. Relationships are for women. You know, we need to realize that the fundamental of love in itself is giving. But in relationships, we always seem to want to receive. What are you going to do for me? What have you done for me lately?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to get back to the basics of, you know, realizing that love is about giving. What are you giving? And not just gifts, you know, like the love languages, you know, it's, you know, acts of service, your time. And I think one thing that the book missed was empathy, you know, being able to relate to what you're feeling, how you're feeling, and why you're feeling it.
All right. Do you have any plans this weekend, Jawayne?
On my way to my lady's house right now.
I know that's right. Jawayne, have a good time. Thank you so much for your comments. If you were on the phone, and that includes George, Gloria, Chico, and TJ. Stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. You will be able to find podcasts of the Inside segment beginning this week on the Daily Drum blog of WHUR.com. Make sure you check that out. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on SiriusXM coming up.